What I want to do today is to try to take you from the point of how three-year-olds play soccer, where every one of them tries to stay on the ball all the time, to the level of how a team works when everyone plays their part and not everybody's trying to take the lead, and they follow the rules and do their individual jobs, and it just works out a lot better. And guardianship, the whole guardianship process, is very much that way, and it usually produces a better result. What we need to look at are the roles the ad litems play in their appointments. Not understanding your role can get you off to a rocky start. The concept of less restrictive alternatives and supports and services, I know you've never heard those phrases before. We hear them with increasing frequency, and importantly so. Some of the tools that are used in the process, and if you don't see these tools being used, you need to question why they're not being used. And what goes on in an active contest of guardianship, because there's ways to contest that, you know, don't involve armadas of lawyers. A few thoughts on the uncontested docket, just because a lot of what we do is uncontested, although I've had lawyers say, well, I thought this was an uncontested hearing, and it seems to be that my opponent is the bench. And I just say, no, the standard is the law, and that's what you don't come up to. Or as the old country and western song is, you know, snuff is what you don't come up to. This is a code-based practice. It is our requirement to see that you fulfill the requirements of the code.